You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. And appreciate the text and reminder next week. So Chip Brown will be back on with us. So will Bryant Knight from Team Fight or Die. Bryant, with many, many deployments in Afghanistan, has that spatial sense of Afghanistan the way Chip does, and we'll have those conversations. Also talking about this and the frustration with national stories during the news break with Mobile City Councilman John Williams in studio. Good to see you.
Great day in Mobile, Alabama, Sean. Thanks for having me.
That's right. So what are we going to do after November when I don't... Can you still call me and just say that?
I think I can.
Okay.
I think officially, legally, I can still do that. It's still my line.
We'll just have a recording and be like, well, he's not city councilman right now, but it's a great day in Mobile, Alabama. Let's talk about that, too, because walking away from something like this, when were you elected? How long have you been serving?
A tough decision, 14 and a half years ago. I took over from the Honorable Ben Brooks.
Yep.
He went to the state senate, and in a six-week lesson, we went to the campaign trail.
I mean, and took pretty fast turnaround.
Yes, we did. We really turned it up, and we're still using Ben Brooks's method of campaigning. One of the best campaigners, I think, has ever been in Mobile County.
So, and that method is?
That method is knock, knock, knock. Who's there?
Go to the door.
And know what you're going to say when you're there. Have a message that is absolutely repeatable and that you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that message now, just like we did then.
You've always had that energy, I mean, since you and I met. Well, in that position. And I want to say, because it takes a lot, as you look back at 14 and a half years, like when you went in, I mean, you know, with a head full of steam, and you still have a head full of steam, but what did you think the job was that turned out to be different, or what did you not think it was?
I just thought we were going to be able to do it. I'm an Army guy.
Yeah, I know
you are. I retired from the Army, active duty. When I said go, my guys went.
Right.
And they didn't look back very often either.
Right.
It was time to go, and we were ready to execute. And I went in to Reggie Copeland's council. And said, you know, why aren't we showing up on time? Why are we going to these things? What's going on?
Yes.
And he goes, Mr. Williams, this is not the Army. And I looked at him and I said, Mr. Copeland, maybe it should be. We ended up in a great relationship. But the truth is, we didn't have the ability to affect what we're doing now.
Yeah.
And that is having proper finance management. We thank God for Paul West, rest mm-hmm. his soul, and Sandy Stimson, who have put this city in a great place. And now this board of directors, the city council, can really help to get this done. But then I just really thought I was going to be able to spit out an idea or walk into the mayor's office. We're going to do this. Well, we're not doing that, but that CIP, which we'll talk about in a little bit,
yep.
is allowing the council a lot more voice.
So looking back on 14 and a half years, you think here that the financial footing of the cities, that's got to be one of the victories,
without this large reserve, which, by the way, Ben Reynolds is completely in favor of preserving.
Right.
It allows us to do a lot of things. It allows us to annex without the worry mm-hmm. that we're going to not have the money or be able to apply for grants mm-hmm. and have the match so that we can go out there and do the work that's necessary while never slowing down in the city.
Right.
Having money changes everything.
Right.
Having money, like I said, it allows us to match federal grants that we never could compete for before.
Yeah, it was all for so many years there. It was this, oh my gosh, how are we going to do this? And we're going to raise revenue there. And we're ready to default on a credit rating. And
Sean, we're spending three times what we spent citywide in every city council district. And I'm going to say that again, because we're spending $3 million in every city council district every year. $21 million, portion of that one penny that I got criticized for voting for.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't think we'd manage it properly, and Sandy Stimson certainly has. We then only had $1.1, $1.2 million for citywide.
So it was only $1.1
yes,
before that.
That's
and now it's $21 million.
That's it. That's $21 million just for the districts. And then the penny produces about $31 million. So the mayor has another 10 that he can put with a city or the district project, or he can work on a project of his own, or just buy for our police and our firefighters and our public works workers.
So you might, when you walk out of that chamber for the last time, say, you're welcome. Y'all, I mean, you know, there's it's a lot of better situation now.
I don't often take credit, Sean, as you know, for things.
True.
But that CIP program was one of the things that I thought of. It was one of the first meetings I went to.
And explain to people if they haven't paid attention, CIP.
CIP. You know, we had criticized. We raised taxes. We went from 9 cents to 10 cents on the dollar for sales tax. We took that penny and we wasted it, and we wasted it, and we wasted it for a long time under previous administrations. It is what it is. I'm not blaming anybody, just maybe it wasn't the capacity.
Right.
When Sandy Stimson came in, well, let's say he wasn't crazy about it either. But after overriding his veto and him hiring some excellent people to do this job and put it together, we have now started, again, at $3 million a whack in every district, replacing sidewalks, parks, lights, resurfacing.
Oh, yeah, you see it.
It's all there. Everything that's being dug up is being paid by the CIP.
All right, coming right back. More with City Councilman John Williams right here on Midday Mobile. Stay right there.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back. 136 FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Back to our conversation with Mobile City Councilman John Williams. In just a minute, I'll check in with the councilman for the district at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, Angelo, right now. Hey, Angelo.
Hey, man. How we doing today?
I'm good. So what's new at the shop right now?
Let's see. We picked up a few more 100-ounce silver bars for customers. We had a few of those come in last week. Everybody liked them so much, we picked up another batch of those. Just got some $20 gold pieces back in stock and some $10 Indian gold pieces as well. And all of those coins are actually certified MS-63 and MS-64 coins. So really good, high-quality examples of some beautiful pieces.
All right. And you're the perfect tour guide through all that. So if we want to come down and check that out, if we kind of know what you're talking about, or if it's somebody like me who doesn't know, you can give us an education while we're there.
Yeah, we want people to be educated and understand what they're getting into. A lot of people want to get into gold and silver, precious coins. So, you know, we're happy to talk about it, teach them about it. They can check it out right here in Midtown, 2204 Government Street. Of course, you can find us online with MobileBayCoins.com, Facebook or Instagram. And, of course, you can listen to us talking to folks, educating folks right here on 106.5 every Tuesday evening, 6 to 7 p.m. If you miss it on the radio, you can catch us on the website, Two Guys and Some Change.
Hey, thanks, Angelo. We'll talk soon.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Continue our conversation with Mobile City Councilman John Williams, who is still, even though you're not running again, still got lots of fire here. Even during the news break, you're bringing the city councilman fire. I like that.
Well, you know, Sean, it doesn't quit.
Yeah, it obviously
doesn't. There was a time when you had to go to the office to get the message and get on your phone and sit behind your desk, but you're in the office every second of the day nowadays.
It's funny. You're like, you're reading my question. So I had a question for you I had written earlier. How much of your job was in city council chambers, and how much of it was outside city council chambers as a percentage?
Well, you saw it in there. It's less than 1% that people see, and the rest is there. And you know, today you just have to be prepared when you get here. There's no longer time to learn on the fly. You just will never catch up. And that's why I went and found, and I was thankful when I did, Ben Reynolds. This young man is ready to go today. He didn't wake up 3 months ago and decide to run for city council, and I admire everyone that runs for office. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of nice people out there that are just really good people. But being prepared is essential. And you can find those who are prepared by simply going to your sister news station, WKRG.com, or there, find them on YouTube and watch the debate. I was talking to a friend of mine, Mike Williams and Stacy Hipp. I've talked to you about those guys before. We coach baseball together. It doesn't take long after coaching for many years to recognize talent and recognize preparation. You can see it on at the first baseball game when those kids come out and how they stand on the sideline on the opening moment.
Right.
You can just tell. And this guy, Ben Reynolds, is standing strong. I mean, 3 years of preparing. He hasn't missed a city council meeting in 2 years, over 2 years. He's read the entire UDC. That's our Unified Development Code. That's the new code coming in. I don't think that the staff, any member of the staff, has read the whole thing. They've read their portion, of course.
Right. But he's read the whole thing.
He is absolutely ready to go. He read the Zogby Act. Well, quite frankly, I never read the entire Zogby Act. I read the parts that I needed to read that pertained to me and what I was trying to do. But to quite honest, Sean, he's watched more meetings or has been at more meetings because we had Zoom than I did in the last 2.5 years. I didn't miss many. I think was my count. Found him just like Ben Brooks found me. And he recognized that, and he was right, that I would carry his torch. That is Ben Brooks. And now it's time to hand that torch over to another Ben. I told a guy on the campaign trail when he answered the door there, "Why are you leaving?" I said, "It's been long enough."
wow.
So Ben to Ben. This guy, 15 years in insurance business. He was just a young man at Troy University when I first met him. I was a visitor instructor at his freshman orientation class, teaching time management. He remembered that when he met me here in Mobile the next time. I don't know, what was it, something like 10 years later.
Wow.
And he says, "You taught my freshman orientation class." I said, "I didn't teach the whole thing, so I'm not taking credit for that." But, you know, he left Troy and went and learned the flood insurance business, the property and casualty business from his dad at a devastated Florida after a storm had gone through there 15 years ago. He then went and graduated from Faulkner University, got his business degree. He's done several things, but you know what? He likes working for himself. He doesn't have a staff that he tells to go and do. He doesn't hire somebody to make up something and find out. He does it in his own life, in his own personal business that he runs. But he also has done it in this campaign. Look, sometimes you're wrong about somebody.
Okay.
Sometimes you pick somebody and you bank on them and they disappoint you.
Okay.
Not once. Not once. I'm telling you, I am so proud of this guy. And so many other people have recognized. You can see him how much money that has been offered to him. He hasn't gone around asking for money. People are offering. They're buying in to his vision for Mobile. And that is to preserve, not spend all of it like his opponent. It is to preserve the reserve that Sandy Stimson has diligently worked to put us in this financial position. He is, like I said, ready to do the job today, and he's shown it on the campaign trail. We never went and walked without him. We didn't hire anybody to go knock on doors. Ben organized the campaign with my advice and my help, of course. I took all these things that Jim Barton and Chris Pringle and Ben Brooks taught me initially. Those are some great politicians now.
Yes.
These are some great Alabama politicians.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And they really are good campaigners. We took what they taught me and perfected it, and Ben put his spin on it, and we've been executing every day for 3 months. Every day.
Now, as we talk about so many things you mentioned there, too, and I want to talk about what the new crop of city council folks will be facing in there. Zogby Act. How many times you and I have talked about the Zogby Act, and you're talking about Ben having read it all. You read the sections you needed. Over 14 and a half years, now that you're, you can say, is it the best system? Or is the Zogby Act the best system? Could we have done something differently, do you think?
Well, I have to applaud the authors. They thought of a lot. They thought of many things. One of the best things, and I know the sheriff's back there, he's going to cringe when I say this, is the supermajority.
Right.
it makes us get together and come up with a solution that's fitting for everyone.
So, after 14 and a half years, still a fan of the supermajority feature?
I still like it. I absolutely do. I think it is just simply the right thing to do.
You think it should be supermajority on everything then, or just like it is now?
No, I like it exactly the way it is right now. There are some other things. It just needs to be clear. Sean, we never quit being county or city commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
People still see us as executives. Mm-hmm. And I think that Ben's opponent does, too, that he, like me, running into the city council, think I'm just going to say, let's get this done, let's get that done, and it's going to get done. That's simply not the way it happens. The mayor is the executive, and we are the board of directors. We are the Congress of the city.
Mm-hmm. Y'all
we
legislative branch, yeah. Things.
I have to mention that not only have I mentioned that people were given money to Ben's campaign and showing their confidence, but the Mobile Firefighters Association, same folks that endorsed the mayor, mm-hmm. have endorsed Ben. The Police Benevolence, the one that I've been proud to have an endorsement for the last 14 years, they're endorsing Ben. These are people that put a committee together. They've seen this over and over. You're not going to trick them. They examined these candidates, and they picked Ben Reynolds. This is fire and police, home builders, all saying Ben Reynolds is our guy. And that what it means, Sean, and I can't say this enough, he's prepared today. He's more prepared to do this job today than I am. And he has more energy than I do.
That's
and I'm
telling
I'm
scary,
not,
John.
I'm not exaggerating. I wouldn't offer my endorsement. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't absolutely true.
Well, that's a full-throated endorsement, for sure.
Our city's in good shape.
Well, that's,
and I'm not about to hand it over to someone who's going to spend the reserve and is going to start messing with the CIP. The CIP is equal distribution all districts. That's why it works, because everybody gets theirs, and nobody votes until everybody has theirs.
Right.
And it's all in place, and the pie is put together. $21 million of infrastructure improvement for equally distributed on all council districts. That's the way it works. You know, when you don't have fighting at the dinner table when everybody gets three pieces of pizza.
Right.
You know, but give big kid one and little kid two and see what happens.
Right, right.
That's the success, and we can't mess with the CIP. His opponent wants to do that. Ben is absolutely understands the CIP. He's even been a part of these briefings. He's just like, John, I can't say anymore. He's ready to go.
Very good. We'll have some time here after Tuesday to get back for a few months to talk about, you know, your position as the city councilman until November, and some questions I have, and we can.
I would like
talk
to do
subjects.
That because there are some things that people really need to know, and that is again the role, how we got here, what's the path forward. Annexation's absolutely necessary.
Do y'all take up annexation while you're still in office?
If the mayor gives it to us, we will.
Okay.
We don't do that on our own. The mayor will hand it to us. He'll say he's got a plan. And when he says he's got a plan, I believe him, and I'm ready to go.
Very good. Mobile City Councilman John Williams, I appreciate you stopping by, and we'll talk again real soon. Reminder, folks, you're voting. If you forgot for some reason, you're voting here. It's Tuesday. If you're in Mobile, we're voting, so we'll keep reminding you. John, thanks for being here.
Absolutely, Sean. It is a great day in Mobile, Alabama.
I'd love to hear it. Amanda Summerlin from Taylor Martino joins me next right here on FM Talk 106.5.